This is the Muggo Story Podcast. Today I've got a short story for you, so we'll just jump right into it. Today's story is titled Toilet Bowl Tea. My wife recently introduced our son to herbal tea. Hendrik has watched me make a delicious vanilla chai tea latte for my wife most days of the week since he's been born. It's one of her favorite things, and he's always been curious about it. He frequently asks for a sip and can't quite wrap his three-year-old mind around why caffeine wouldn't be a good idea for him at his age. It finally occurred to us that maybe we could let him try an herbal tea one day. As expected, he loved it. Not because of the taste, most likely, but probably because it made him feel like a big boy to have a special drink like his mama. Well, fast forward 3 days later. The kids spent the day at daycare while Allison and I worked. Al works 12-hour shifts as a nurse practitioner, so that means I get the kids off to daycare, then back home again at the end of the day. I get them fed, teeth brushed, bladders emptied, and in bed before mama gets home. That's the goal, anyway. Now, typically, I can get H into his room and through the usual bedtime routines, but he rarely, if ever, is asleep by the time Allison gets home. This night was no different. So we're getting ready to sit down to eat dinner while Hendrik did, you know, who knows what upstairs in his room. At one point, right before food was on the table, I heard the toilet flush for what seemed like the sixth time in like a 10-minute span. Now, it dawned on me that he must have been unnecessarily flushing the toilet, but it had been a long day, and I was not in the mood to think too critically about what might or might not be happening. Now, anyone who's been a parent of young children understands this feeling, 100%. As Allison and I wrapped up eating, Hendrik finally made his way downstairs, realizing she had gotten home. He gets a kick out of seeing her before bed and usually can't wait until she comes upstairs to say goodnight, so he'll come downstairs. This time, he came down with a ball of toilet paper in his hand. Unprompted, Hendrik exclaims proudly, "Mama, I made you some tea!" "Oh, wow, buddy, that's so kind of you," Allison exclaims proudly, despite being worn out after a long day at work. Hendrik puts the ball of teepee up to her face, and she mimics taking a sip from this quote-unquote cup of his. Neither Allison nor I have put it all together yet. "Hey, buddy," I start asking him, "why were you flushing the toilet so much upstairs?" At that, H got this perplexed look on his face as if to say, "I already explained this to you." He paused a second, then sweetly said, "I was making tea." Something clicked. I looked at his teepee ball and realized that it wasn't just a ball. It was a make-believe toilet paper tea bag. "Hendrik, is this your tea bag?" I asked, not really wanting to hear the answer. Well, he was delighted. "Yeah!" Something else clicked. I finally noticed that Hendrik's toilet paper tea bag was wet on one end. "Hendrik, did you dip this in the water?" Even more delighted. "Yeah!" Allison and I spent the next few minutes vacillating between keeling over with laughter and trying to sanitize our son. I'm starting to realize there's a whole different kind of potty training we need to work on with him. I was proud of him, though. He took it really well when I broke the news that Mama preferred her vanilla chai latte to toilet bowl tea. Blue Diamond.